Our scripture from the Gospels comes from the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 6. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume and where thieves can break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your heart is, there your heart, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. I think I'm going to come closer. You all feel a long way away. Come on in, Jim and Barbara. Welcome. Some of you grew up with Ash Wednesday and Lent. In fact, I'm curious, how many of you grew up with Ash Wednesday and Lent? It's an important part of your life. And some of us did not at all. It's become an important part of my life. And this afternoon, as I've done for the last couple years, I had the opportunity to be up at Ithaca College for a period of time that had been publicized for students just to come through Muller Chapel and get ashes. And it's always so sweet. I mean, these big old guys, jocks, whatever, these young, you know, women coming through. Is this where I get ashes? Is this where I get ashes? And some of you have heard me say that my husband, Bill, who's been a hospital chaplain for most of his career in ministry, talks about how Ash Wednesday is the biggest service of the year in hospitals in New York. This was not true in Atlanta, Georgia, but in New York, in Catholic country, that people want ashes. Way bigger than Good Friday or Easter or Christmas Eve. Yeah. So anyway, I was saying that for those who come out of not just Catholic, Episcopal, Lutheran, I mean, some traditions, it's a very important time. And yet for some of us, we've had to learn to appreciate it. What strikes me when people come to receive ashes, it's not about the words. They come in that Muller Chapel up there and they just want the ashes. It doesn't matter what I say at all. They want the ashes. And I find myself every year so curious, like, what is that about? What is that about? It's a ritual that there's something very, 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 archetypal going on. I love that we live in the Northern Hemisphere, where the Lent literally comes from an old English word for lengthening, when the light is starting to grow longer, and that is the season for us. I understand people who've gone Southern Hemisphere, places like Australia, often find it a bit disconcerting that it's getting darker during Lent and Easter and Holy Week. This season of the church year, this period of time, this day, invites us to reflect on our humanness, our fallibility, our limits. We are ashes in the end. Last year's palms, this year's ashes. And we put the mark on our forehead, acknowledging we cannot do it alone. We need power greater than ours to live a life of faith and hope and love. We acknowledge our brokenness, our sinfulness, whatever language works for you. And we acknowledge that there is good in us that we need help to free up and live into, that there is light in us seeking to shine forth, and that there is brokenness and death and pain in our world, and that the only way to the light and to love is through it, not around it. We cannot deny it or turn away from it, and that Jesus shows the way through it. The way of self-giving love, even to the point of giving himself his life, and that somehow in that there is new life, salvation. So may this Lent be for us a season of embracing our humanness, the goodness that we are dust, and may we find the treasure that is here for us, not in all the things, but in the life lived in love. Brahman, I'm going to quote you because you said it in front of everybody on Sunday morning. She was reminded and shared with us of a retreat where they wrote their obituaries. And I told her that, again, I know that my husband, working with training chaplains, used to make them write their obituaries and lie on the ground and have the group stand around them while somebody else read their obituary. But Brahman, as I recall what you said on Sunday morning, it was that realization. It's not about the outward successes. It's not about the jobs or the degrees. It's about who have we been as human beings living into love. That's the treasure we're seeking. That's the treasure we can find in God's love. So let us go into this Lent with open eyes and open hearts and courage to be who we are and to receive the mark of the cross upon us, upon our lives.